We've got a fantastic episode of State Your Line for you today. We're going to be talking, recapping the Chiefs' second preseason game, that much closer to meaningful football. We've got some openings around the city to get into. We've tried a couple new things around the city this week as well to recap. Kansas City's in the news big time this week, so a couple of stories to stay tuned for. I'm going to get mad.
Okay.
For sure. Midwest okay. mad on this. Danny's got a personal pine tar, and then we've got our mixed plate of celebrations. Best celebrations done by Kansas City athletes. So, jam-packed show. Kansas City is home to a rich brewing history dating back to the 1880s with Ferd Heim and George Muehlbach, and the marks they made can still be seen today throughout the city.
Nailed it on the name, by the way. Good job.
Thank you. Prohibition took its toll on the breweries in KC, but in 1989, nearly 100 years later, Boulevard Brewing Company founder John McDonald rekindled that brewing tradition when he brewed and sold his first batch of pale ale at Ponax.
Ponax. People forget.
More than 30 years later, that spirit of Kansas City can-do attitude is in everything Boulevard does. From creating Tank 7, an award-winning American Saison, to brewing Space Camper Cosmic IPA, an exhilarating exploration into the universe of hops, to deliver one of the nation's largest barrel-aging programs, and even more recently with the introduction of Quirk Hard Seltzers, Real Fruit, Real Fun, Q-Bones.
Q-Bombs.
At the heart of Boulevard Brewing Company lies the intersection of traditional brewing and modern technology. Visit the brewery and take a tour to sip and see 32 years of brewing excellence and maybe catch a glimpse of the future to where that Kansas City spirit of innovation will lead. Boulevard Brewing Company, Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome in to State Your Line, a podcast for Kansas Cityans by Kansas Cityans, presented by Boulevard Brewing Company. We are the Ritz Brothers. Today is August 23rd, 19 days till that meaningful football to get here.
Oh my gosh.
19 days, that's all.
The NFL season, it's not long enough. I mean, like, by the end of, okay, so at work, right? Uh-huh. At work, you're already like talking about the end of the year. I don't know. Maybe you're not, but like the way our work schedule goes for me, like we're already looking at like the end of the year and next year.
Yeah. I've written 2023 down a lot.
By the end of the year, basically the whole football season still has to be played. Basically the entire NFL season has to be played. That's how short it is. Like the regular season in the NFL is like 3 months long.
True.
It's annoying. It needs to be longer. I'm saying 20 games, two byes, August to April.
Stretch this out.
August to April. Yeah, we need it longer because that's just, it's just not enough time. 19 days away still, it does feel like it's imminent, but that sounds like a long time away until the first meaningful game. And I don't want to wait because I'm excited to see our offense and our defense in real situations. The number one offense has looked really good. Mahomes is doing Mahomes things, and I'm excited to see what our offense looks like because I really don't know. If I were to judge based on some of these preseason games, I think our offense is going to do a lot of short, quick passes. There was a ton in that first drive this week and the first drive last week of Hike and Patrick's immediately throwing it. And I think a lot of that's to beat the high cover two shell that we saw a lot last year. So I'm interested to see what the offense looks like. But I don't want to wait 19 days,
19 days
for the real stuff. And I know Andy, too, he works his way in to the season as well. Like the first few weeks of football for Andy Reid are pretty vanilla. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm ready. My expectations are kind of all over the place for the Chiefs season, so I think we'll just wait a little bit because we still have 19 days. So we probably have two more episodes after this before the preseason, before the regular season. So we have time to give predictions and talk expectations and all that stuff. But I like what I see out of the first team offense.
I know, and like to your point of it not being as long of plays. I mean, every drive that Mahomes has had for touchdowns has been over 10 plays.
I know, yeah.
So far this preseason.
Exactly.
Very efficient.
Yeah. Well, not that efficient. Because we're having a lot of third downs. But
True.
But we are converting
all those third downs.
But we have a lot of third downs. So I think I would love to pick up first downs on first and second down.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing that. So the Chiefs are best in the NFL at doing that. But if we can have plays for third down as well, that's great. But yeah, it's kind of just like slowly, you know, stabbing them in the side with a knife, mm-hmm. as opposed to shooting them in the head with a bullet.
It's a very graphic way to put it.
Yeah.
Very graphic.
I'm talking killing defenses here.
Okay. All right. So here's a question for you. If you were to buy a new jersey for this season, which jersey would you buy? Because I know my answer.
It's
Nick Bolton.
Nick Bolton?
Nick Bolton, number 32 Nick Bolton.
Yeah, too. I love it.
The number 32 Nick Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
He looks hot flying around out there.
Yeah, I love his hair too.
I think he's going to be really, really good. He's on just his second year. I think it'd be a really good jersey investment.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'm not jinxing anything, but mm-hmm. a 32 Bolton jersey would be sweet.
Yeah.
Who are you going with if you were to buy?
Yeah, Karlaftis or Sky Moore probably.
Okay.
If I were to buy a new jersey. Now, again, I don't know how I feel about wearing the jersey of a 22-year-old, right? Like as a 33-year-old.
I was saying you have to buy one.
Yeah, I have to buy one. Yeah, I'd probably go Sky Moore or George Karlaftis. You know how we feel about linebackers. Like, I love Nick Bolton, uh-huh. but signing Nick Bolton to we drafted him in the first round, right? Or was
second,
he in the second round?
I believe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But signing him would mean extending him, paying a lot of money to a linebacker, which I don't love doing. But I'm getting too into the weeds.
Yeah.
As far as some of my favorite players, Nick Bolton is without a doubt going to be uh-huh. one of my favorite players, and I would love to rock his jersey. I would be honored as a Mizzou grad. So, I'd probably go Sky Moore or George Karlaftis. That's who I would go with if I were to buy a new jersey.
All right. Just wanted to check.
I got James a new jersey, the 2-year-old, and I went with Mahomes because all they had was Mahomes and Kelsey in 2-year-old sizes or a personalized one. So, not going to do a personalized jersey.
Mahomes, good call.
Good call. I think he's going to be around for a while.
All right. Also, fantasy football drafts are coming.
Yes.
Are coming, too. I think I have
two this weekend.
I have two this weekend as well.
Is this weekend? Is it Memorial Day?
Nope.
Is that next weekend?
Memorial Day was May 20, May 30th.
Labor Day?
Labor Day
is next weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 weekends from now.
Okay.
But we have our Ritz family draft this Sunday, the 28th.
Nice.
Are you ready for that?
No.
Okay, I have two drafts that day. I have a draft this Wednesday. I've done zero preparation.
Nice.
Zero preparation, but in the league I'm drafting in on Wednesday, because everybody cares, I've won it 3 out of the last 4 years.
Yeah, so people were wondering that. I do think...
And I've never prepared for that, so...
I do think... So, at this point, two fantasy leagues is my max. Two fantasy leagues that I have to care about is me maxing out. So I don't think I'll ever do more than two. I really like that. Now, if there was like a work league that was an auto draft and it was mm-hmm. really simple to manage, I'd participate in that just to have like little, you know, rivalries and things to talk about with your coworkers type of thing. But I would do auto draft and manage minimally.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be up on the waiver wire.
I would not be caring or actually investing or like checking scores or anything like that. I'd just mm-hmm. look at it on Monday, see if I need to talk smack to Rob in accounting or something like that. But 3 or 2 is my max.
Okay. All right. Let's get into some openings around the city. First up, we've got Rise Southern Biscuits.
Oh, I was thinking too. Put this in the little tickler file.
Uh huh. Let me open the tickler.
People always ask me like what podcasts that I listen to during the NFL season. Mm-hmm. So I would love to get other people's ideas about what podcasts they listen, what NFL podcasts they listen to, because I don't have a lot of. I don't have one that I listen to on a regular basis. So need a new NFL podcast.
That's a great idea. All right. Let's see. First opening we have is Rise Southern Biscuits, which I've had in their Prairie Village location, but they are opening a new location.
New location. Guess where?
135th and Metcalf.
Yeah, nailed it.
Okay,
nailed it.
Got it.
In that general vicinity, South Overland Park, the hub, either 119th or 135th and Metcalf. It's the 135th hub. So that is, I don't know when it's opening. Did you see?
No, I didn't. Okay.
Well, Rise Chicken and Biscuits, if you haven't had it, it's delicious. So there is a location open in PV. It's a breakfast chain based out of South Carolina where they serve like breakfast biscuit sandwiches.
Homemade and, biscuits.
Yeah, the biscuits
fried chicken
are
for breakfast.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. It's like a smaller Chick-fil-A as far as biscuits, like their Chick-fil-A's breakfast menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's open like 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The location in PV is a great spot. If you're like hungover and order ahead on the app, go pick it up. While you're there, add a couple donuts to your order.
Mm-hmm.
Back home, it's one of the best meals you can have on a Saturday morning. Dude, imagine, you're maybe a little hungover Saturday morning. You go to Rise, you pick up chicken, biscuits, mm-hmm. donuts, coffee. You come back, you turn on the tube. It's 11 a.m., college mm-hmm. football mm-hmm. all day.
You got the windows open, but you're wearing a sweater inside.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Got a pumpkin scented candle lit.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
That sounds like an amazing fall
days.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, college football starts this weekend.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So we've already made it.
Yeah.
Last weekend was the last
Close
weekend
enough.
Without football.
Yeah.
So we've made it that
but,
far.
But yeah, so Rise is opening in at 135th and Johnson County. It's really good. It's really good. There's 17 locations currently in the country with another 100 on the way. So buy stock and Rise if you can.
All right. Also opening up in Kansas City. Nice timing here. Danger Zone, a cocktail pop-up bar. Top Gun themed.
That's right.
And it's being opened, let's see, Call Sign Brewing. I haven't heard of them.
Yeah. We've talked about them on the
okay.
show. So Call Sign Brewing is based out of North Kansas City. They were like a really small brew pub, and they just expanded and to like 33,000 square feet up in North Kansas City. And
33,000?
Well, with the barreling and,
oh, wow.
and the brewery.
It's big.
They are owned by a 27-year Air Force vet. So his name is Steve something. I couldn't find his last name anywhere on the website.
Mm.
So Steve from Call Sign, if you're listening, I would love to say your last name and give you credit, but I couldn't find it anywhere. That's the full effort that you get from State Your Line. So it's veteran owned. And I really hope there's a lot of jobs in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
If Steve is not a pilot and doesn't have a call sign, I don't know, man. Stolen valor?
No, because he was in the service there.
He was in the service.
I'm not ready to call that.
Okay, yeah.
But it looks like they're pairing up with Apparition Adventures.
Yeah, so the bar that does
the pop-ups?
The pop-ups.
Okay.
Like Schitt's Creek and Harry Potter.
The Office.
And The Office. All those different pop-up bars within the bar. It's the rotating themed, holiday-themed bar. Again, our idea.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into stolen ideas later. But this is Apparition up in North Kansas City that does all of that. So now it's going to be Top Gun themed. And wear your aviators. Wear your leather jacket if you have one. Wear some tight jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tape your wrists for a volleyball scene or something like that. And have at it. So that is open. Is it now?
It is open and runs till September 17th.
Nice.
Open Wednesday to Saturday, 6 to 11.
When is that streaming release date?
I don't know, but I do know that a dollar of every drink goes towards Patriot Paws, a local charity that helps train service dogs for veterans.
I thought you were going to say like train service dogs to storm the Capitol.
No.
Wow, dude, Top Gun Maverick is available on digital platforms today, Tuesday, August 23rd.
Okay.
So you haven't seen it.
All right, also opening, sports betting in Kansas. Here it comes. Get your apps, fire
get your
them
apps,
up.
Figure it
get
out.
Get your free money. Get your promos.
You're a big supporter of this.
I'm not a big supporter of the promos.
Dude, should we have one of them sponsor the pod?
One of the betting
yeah.
apps?
And I would take that money. Completely go against your morals.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not afraid to sell out for my morals. But
it's exactly what selling out is. Yeah,
it's I mean, $200 for BetMGM.
Yeah, so
free bets if you register early. $100 to DraftKings. $9.50 for FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
that's $450 of free money.
Free
between
money.
FanDuel. DraftKings,
$450
and
to start your gambling addiction.
Yes,
there it is.
The apps are just giving you that money because they don't plan on getting that money back.
No,
they
don't.
Feel very comfortable giving away free money
because
that's how gambling works. So yeah, the apps start on 9/1. But okay, everywhere I keep on reading, it says there's a soft launch on 9/1 and then a full launch on 9/8 on September 8th. But nowhere does it say what the difference between a soft launch and a full launch means. So I assume it's just all going to be good to go on 9/1. That's what it looks like. So get your apps. BetMGM has the best deal with $200 that they're giving away.
And if they paid me, I would even hype them up even more.
FanDuel, $150. DraftKings, $100. So.
Yeah, BetKansas.com has a lot of deals to start your addiction. So if you want to get addicted, go there. And if you want to get just sabotaged with ads, I'm already starting to get pop-up ads.
Yeah.
So
remember our plan to get our mom, Kathy Ritz, addicted to sports gambling?
Uh-huh.
We need to get that back going.
I've just been slowly introducing her to gambling terms around the house.
Yeah. Just start, take her phone and search like FanDuel or search some of that real quick so that she gets the pop-up ads.
Yep. All right. Also opening, which had delayed for a while, but is finally to Union Station, which I'm excited to go to, is the Maya exhibition. They've got this incredible like jaguar statue that's coming to the United States, I believe, for the first time. I mean, this is like I think it's like 3,000-year-old jaguar statue, and like over 300 artifacts from the Mayan Empire are coming to Kansas City to Union Station.
So sweet.
That's open. Whenever Union Station's open, I think 10 to 4. It's like $20 a ticket. Should be a pretty cool exhibition. I've been watching a lot of Mayan documentaries on Disney Plus. They're pretty good.
Send it to
me. Pretty good. And I mean, just their civilization and everything they had, you're like, holy smokes, how did they figure all this out? With no modern technology.
Yeah.
All the astronomy they did, the calendars they built, it's incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
I need to watch that.
Would be very cool exhibit to go to in Kansas City.
I'm on the website. I'm on the Mayan Empire, Maya Civilization Wikipedia right now.
It's a rabbit hole.
Looks pretty good, yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
2000 BC.
Yeah. A lot of human sacrifice.
Oh,
lots
I bet.
Of it.
Yeah.
Lots of it. And then all the remains are like in these.
The remains of like, the people?
Yeah, like these aqueducts. Because that's how they survived. They had all these kind of natural holes that would fill up with water.
Uh-huh.
And during the rainy season, then they'd kind of figure out how to keep that water around.
Mm-hmm.
And then do a lot of sacrifices.
Mm.
So
I read something about Mexico City and how basically it's in one of the worst locations, like geographically possible. But they built it there because it was supposed to be like historic, like the capital of other like historic civilizations.
Interesting.
But like, it's not a good spot.
Like, because not
like
easy
I think they built
to
on top of a lake or something like that. Like it's like the it's not good for building on top of. Like it's not
okay.
Yeah, which is what makes New York City so perfect for it's a very hard rock, like volcanic rock.
Oh, that they built on top of.
That they built on top of.
Didn't know that.
You can see the rock in Central Park.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Whoa, 8,000 BC is when the Mayan civilization first started.
Yeah.
Is it Maya or Mayan?
It's a good rabbit hole to go down, though. All right, let's move into a little what we tried this week. This week, I finally got to one of the Screenland Armor Theater outdoor showings.
Yeah, shout out our guy Adam, who owns that.
So very, very good concept. So basically, behind the armor, they have a parking lot.
And the Armor Theater.
Behind the Armor Theater, they have a parking lot and put up a big screen, get big speakers, project the movie up on the screen. It's free. Can bring your own cooler.
It's free?
It's free. The movie's free. Went and saw The Wedding Singer.
Good movie.
Classic.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they're selling, you can, I mean, we just brought a cooler in and chairs and hung out, watched the movie.
Yeah.
You could buy a popcorn for like $6, which was enough for like four people probably.
Nice.
Candy for sale. You can go inside the theater and get beer and drinks and pizza. So overall, good experience.
How many people were there? I mean, is it packed? Is it hard to get a
no,
location?
No, it was not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So free. The tickets are. You just got to go on their website and reserve a spot.
So you have to reserve a spot.
No one checked my ticket.
Okay.
Or anything.
But they
like
probably
that.
Do that so that they can just make
anticipate
sure.
Anticipate demand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's smart.
Yeah.
The movie's good too.
Yeah, it really is. Love Stinks. It would be a hilarious move to have your wedding band play that at your wedding.
Yeah.
So if anybody's out there thinking about it, that'd be like, think if Wonder Fuzz played Love Stinks.
Yeah. Everyone
would
be
hilarious.
It would be a banger for sure.
It'd be hilarious.
Who is the guy? George.
Yeah, Boy George.
Boy George, yeah.
Yeah, he just sings one song.
Uh-huh.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. And the ending and the airplane.
Uh-huh.
Great movie.
Billy Idol.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. That whole scene. I've never been on a 747, I don't think. I've never been on an airplane that's not a 787, I don't think. So I've never been on an airplane with like two decks or the two, three in the middle and two on the side. Like, I've never been in an airplane other than the Boeing 787.
You haven't flown to Europe.
737.
Mm-hmm.
No, 737.
Yeah.
I've never been in anything other than that. So in those movies from like the 90s when it was like all 747s and the airplanes are all like massive and they have like staircases in the middle and like four rows across. I was just like, what? This isn't real, right?
It is.
Did airplanes look like that?
Been on an airplane like that. Going overseas 232.
I've never even been in an airplane with like first class.
Not with
only like Delta with like, you know, there's two, it's still 737, but it's just two seats per row instead of, or four seats per row instead of six.
Yeah, I didn't realize, like Adam Sandler didn't even know that Julia was on the same plane.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he just got on the plane.
He just
going
got
to
on
Vegas.
The plane, yeah.
Lucky.
Didn't get the window seat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this week I tried a couple of things. I tried Canary, which is the rooftop. Well, it's a bar with a rooftop in Midtown. So this is at 38th and Main on the east side of Main there. So it was raining. So the rooftop wasn't open, but it wasn't open for service. But you could go and get a drink and then walk up to the rooftop. Incredible views up there. And it was perfect weather. This was Friday night. Cocktails were really good, but I don't know if we've complained about this on the podcast before. We complain about so much that I just lose track. But cocktail menus need descriptions on what the cocktail is. Because I don't know what all those ingredients are in a cocktail. And everyone names their cocktail differently. So are there some classics like Manhattans and Old Fashions? Yes. But most of the time, the Old Fashioned will have a different name that's not Old Fashioned at a cocktail bar because they want it to be named within the theme of the restaurant or the theme of the cocktail bar. So, like, I have no clue what I'm getting because it'd be like, you know, if every restaurant called spaghetti something different and then describe the ingredients made out of fancy stuff that I don't know.
Or you ordered a pizza and they didn't call pepperoni.
Yeah.
Or you didn't know what the ingredients were.
I didn't know what the ingredients were. Yeah.
You
so, like,
have no idea what your pizza tastes like.
I don't even
you
know if it's
just
a pizza.
Order that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, cocktail menus need descriptions like sweet, bitter, or just put in parentheses like it's like an old fashioned. Or because I don't know what all these liqueurs are. So, like, cocktail bars, and I think this is cool and I support this, but their cocktails, they'll do spins on classics. So, like, they'll have an old fashioned, but it's not just bourbon, simple syrup, and bitters. Like, they sub the simple syrup for something a little more, you know, fancy or whatever, right? They put a spin on a classic. And then they name it something that they just completely made up out of the blue. So there's no description. So that was my only complaint because I ordered, like, a mezcal cocktail. So I wanted it to be, like, a little smoky, but it was definitely sweeter than I wanted it to be. And then same with I ordered a cocktail with rye whiskey in it, and it was not what I was expecting. And so
Did you think about asking the bartender?
Yeah, but they were busy. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and we had a waiter, so it wasn't the bartender.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, I should have asked.
But description would be nice.
Mm-hmm. So then after cocktails, we went, we walked right down the block across 39th Street to Taylor. I found out it's pronounced Taylor.
Okay.
So I think when we talked about this opening, we pronounced it Tellier.
Tellier.
Or Tellia.
We tried to say it French.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. I think we even threw on Google Translate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pronounced Taylor. This is on 39th and Main, right in Midtown. It's from the owners of The Russell, which is on 31st and Main. Taylor is really good. It's a great atmosphere, like awesome vibe. I love the ambiance. I love the service is really good. The ambiance is great. It's fun. It's loud. It'd be an awesome place to take friends from out of town and show them Midtown area, like do Canary and then Tellier and then Canary again or something along those lines. I think the food is good, not great.
Okay.
But it's reasonably priced. So it's a nice, fun dinner that is reasonably priced. So I compared it to like Graham and Dunn. Like Graham and Dunn, you know, entrees are like 20 to 26. Fun cocktails, fun atmosphere. Food is good, not great.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. You know, whenever we have friends in from out of town, you're always safe taking them to Graham and Dunn. Same with this place. Like, safe place to take a group of friends because it's going to be a lot of fun. The wine is very reasonably priced. So, like, a lot of the wine was, like, under $35 mm-hmm. per bottle. So, yeah, really fun spot. I got the burger there. The burger was really, really good. So, yeah, I mean, definitely would recommend.
Okay. All right. That is what we tried this week. Next up, I guess it's time for me to get Midwest mad because somebody's listening to this podcast and stealing my ideas.
Yes, that's
right. Let's see. Somanth.
Mm.
Sobanath. Okay. So it was Sobanath. Oh, man. Chilakuri
mm-hmm.
Has decided to create a golf platform, an app, like an e-golf club,
basically. An e-golf club, exactly.
Free to download. People join the golf club app, the e-golf club app, and then find friends to play with.
I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of golf and putting it on a website, putting it online. That's me doing... Jesse Eisenberg from Social Network. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's like trying to recreate the social aspect of golf for people who don't, okay, this is going to sound mean, but it's not intended to be. People who don't have friends, who live in Kansas City and want to find a group of friends to golf with. Like,
uh-huh.
If you are new to golf, then chances are, like, and you're in your 30s, chances are you didn't grow up playing golf, so like you're if you have family in town, they don't play golf, and your friends don't play golf if you're in your 30s and you're just now picking it up. So it can be hard to find
people
to play with.
Even if you're in your 20s and you're just picking it up.
Exactly, yeah. It can be hard to find people to play with. So e-golf, e-club golf is trying to create a social aspect to golf for people who don't have that social experience. And you connect with players, you chat, you post your scores, you... find tea times together. You get gift certificates and stuff like that. A lot of that can be done on the app. So again, this was your idea.
Except mine was more about finding the perfect foursome.
Yeah. And kind of like last minute foursomes.
Finding similar skill sets. People, you know, if you want to bet on golf or if you want to play in a scramble. Those types of things. But I think maybe I'll just have to buy this app
mm-hmm.
for the base technology for my app.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to talk to Larry about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Ellison?
See if we can get some VC money.
Yeah.
Buy them and then I take over.
Pretty hostile. Simple stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. The founder, he's lived in Overland Park for almost 30 years and is just looking for people to golf with.
Sounds like a great guest for the show.
Okay.
We should do it.
I'm down.
And I'll pitch him some ideas.
I love that.
Uh-huh. And then try to get some ownership stakes.
Okay.
See if he'll give me some.
What if it requires putting up your own money and then potentially losing it?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm out. Then I'm out.
All right.
Then I'm out.
Find someone else to put up you financial stakes. Yes. And then you just are the
you
idea.
You get access to my brain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not my money.
Uh-huh.
All right. But I want your money.
Yes.
Yes.
For that's your brain.
For my brain.
Yes.
He gives me money for my brain.
Exactly.
And I get ownership, but I don't risk any money. Just risk giving parts of my brain.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Checks out.
Love it.
All right. Next up, we got a personal pine tar.
Oh, well, you skipped Hey Look, There's Casey.
Oh, I did. I did. Thank you for catching me. So there is a Hey Look, There's Casey.
There's two Hey Looks.
There's two.
Hey Looks.
Hey Looks. There's Casey's. Let's start with the Overland Park Farmers Market because we're ranked number one.
This is a headline. This is a headline.
Big
grab.
Headline.
Overland Park Farmers Market ranked number one.
In national poll.
In a voting contest.
That
in a voting
people
contest.
In Kansas City are very
Kansas
good
City
at voting online.
Is very, very good at voting online, as we've learned from multiple Pro Bowls and All-Star Game. Because do you know who the defending champ is?
Kansas City.
Columbia, Missouri.
Okay. Yep.
It's just the Midwest. We have to win those national polls. Mm-hmm. We have to win those online competitions. So right now, it's not even over yet. The polling's not over. Overland Park Farmers Market has 100 vote lead in the polling that is still going on. So you'd be dethroning Columbia, Missouri, who's the current champ. The winner gets $5,000 for the farmers market to help expand the market's reach and impact. And so I have heard really good things about the farmers market.
I was just there. I talked about it on the pod a couple weeks ago.
People still like it.
It's great. I mean, the amount of like farmers that are coming with vegetables, that's dumb, but that happens and it's awesome. And then just the different vendors that they have too. Mm-hmm. I got kombucha there. Taco Naco is there serving breakfast burritos. It smells amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Fairway Creamery's there making cold brew floats, cold brew with a scoop
you
of ice cream in it.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome. And then they got live music going, so it's a great farmer's market.
Yeah, I need to get there.
Get there. All right. Also, Hey Look, There's Casey. We've got a viral goal celebration by...
That's right.
What's her name?
Lo Mama? Lo Labonta.
Lo Labonta.
Lo Labonta, unbelievable name. Like, if you're going to be a future soccer star... Lo Labonta is a fantastic name. So she is, I'm guessing she's a striker because she takes our penalty kicks.
Uh-huh.
She plays for the KC Current. Perfect timing for this because the KC Current set the record for highest attendance at a U.S. women's soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
National Women's Soccer League game. So not a U.S. Women's Soccer game because that would
National Women's League soccer
game. But the National Women's Soccer League soccer game record, attendance record. Again, as Midwest, as Kansas Cityans, we have to show up. We have to win stuff like this. There was 10,400 fans at Sporting Children's Mercy Park. So broke the record by, I think, like 1,000 or so. They're in the middle of a 11-match unbeaten streak. And Lo Labonta put in a penalty kick and then iconic celebration, ran to the corner like she had pulled her hamstring and like she was injured, faking limping injured, and then bust out a twerk.
Uh-huh.
Right into a twerk, which I think this is a move, right?
It's a move right now. It's got to be a TikTok thing.
I think so the Savannah Bananas have been doing it as well.
Okay.
I saw a Savannah Banana. I think he did it on top of home plate, like on all fours. A doggy twerk.
Is that
what it's called?
Yeah, it's something. And then like people act like they're like mixing a DJ, scratching a DJ.
Yeah,
record.
Like rubbing out a cramp.
No. Like there's like a song that goes with it, and it's like wicker wicker.
Okay.
And that's when you twerk when the DJ table
scratches. Oh, tight. Yeah. So Lo Labonta nailed it. It went very viral on Twitter. It was great. It was a great move. It was a good looking celebration, and. Yeah, love the KC Current, getting all the love.
And my prediction is if the Current, I think their popularity is going to continue to grow, Lo Labonta is going to be one of the most popular athletes in Kansas City.
She's the only player I know on the squad.
I know, but I think she's going to, like, all athletes in Kansas City is going to be up there with one of the most popular athletes.
Wow.
As they keep winning. That's my prediction.
If they're good.
They got to keep winning.
Yeah.
But
well, they got to keep not losing.
Keep not losing.
We haven't lost since May.
I know. So she's breakout star. Mm-hmm. She's my award winner for breakout star of 2022.
Breakout star of August 2022.
Uh-huh.
Yep. The state your line breakout star of 2022, Lola Bonta.
She won. All right. Let's see. Okay, next up, we've got our personal pine tar now.
Yeah, dude. Pretty simple here.
Go off.
Spam calls are out of control and mosquito bites are out of control right now.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on, but my spam calls are out of control and they're all leaving voicemails. Mm. And
are you eligible for like the $26,000?
No, dude, I'm getting disability insurance calls nonstop. And the T-Mobile spam filter is not stopping them.
Yeah.
And they're somehow coming through from legit 913 numbers, and it's driving me insane. Also, someone in Hawaii named George has my phone number or something very, very close, mm-hmm. who is near Medicare age, because George from Hawaii is getting a ton of Medicare calls. And it's hitting an all-time high at this moment, and it's annoying. That coupled with, I don't know what the mosquitoes are out of control. The mosquitoes are
mosquitoes
out of control.
And spam calls.
And I've just about had it this summer. That's what I'm dealing with.
And I don't know. I saw 5 seconds of the news of somehow they're starting to trace back spam calls and hopefully get better at stopping them. But
yeah.
How technology the security technology is not as far ahead as the spam callers blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because
they're more motivated.
Yeah, I guess so.
The spam callers are more motivated to find ways around the security.
But like, I got a new phone for work, which comes with a new phone number. The only calls I get are scam likely.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Why is T-Mobile even sending that through?
It's scam likely.
Why even let it through? Just block it.
Of the calls.
Just block it and cancel the number.
I don't know how.
Is that, yeah, God.
How does that technology not exist?
It's brutal.
I don't know.
It's brutal.
All right, let's wrap things up with our mixed plate of best celebrations.
Also, it's hilarious, too, because my 2-year-old son is getting a lot of mosquito bites. And the mosquito bites, which are like normal looking on my legs, they take up like his entire knee because he's so small. So like, because he's so little, the one mosquito bite, like it covers his, like 2 mosquito bites cover his entire shin.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. I feel sad for him, but it's tough.
Yeah.
Because when you're 2 years old, you don't know. Like, not itching them is going to help you. And so it just, you know, even adults don't know that. And adults are tempted to itch. But a 2-year-old definitely doesn't know not to itch. And so it stinks. I feel bad for them. Freaking mosquitoes.
All right. So let's go mixed plate here of best celebrations by local athletes.
Yes.
So
inspired by Lola Bonta, the State Your Line, August 2022
breakout
performer of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by her, KC athlete celebrations.
Okay. All right. Episode 172. That means I get to go first.
Wow. That's a big pick.
I know. I think this one was pretty easy, honestly.
Okay.
For me, it's the Tony Gonzalez dunk.
Yeah. That's what I had.
The Tony G dunk. It was iconic. You knew it was coming every time. It still hyped you up.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he did it, the announcers would say, well, you know, he played basketball, right?
Obviously.
You remember that?
Yep.
And then it was such a good celebration. They had to ban it.
They had to ban it.
Can't do it anymore.
Because of, what's his name? From the Seahawks, right? Or the Saints?
Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he dunked it and bent
the goalpost.
And they had to delay the game.
Yep. So now you can't do it anymore. And it's Tony G's celebration forever now that it's banned. So the Tony G dunk. It's mine.
Okay.
Meet number one.
All right. Meet number one. I think that was the obvious choice for meet number one. And so now it's getting into it. My meet number one. Yeah. I mean, I gotta go Tyreek Hill peace sign, he's running into the end zone. Real, like one of the dumbest things the NFL did was like trying to ban that. And the right call by not calling that against the Bills in the AFC divisional game. But the Tyreek Hill peace sign, throwing it up Oh, man. He threw it up against the Bills when he still had two guys in front of him. Like,
in front of him.
So amazing. And they had the angle, but he just knew. And on his punt returns early on in his career.
Yeah, when, was it Marquise King, the punter for the Raiders that he threw it up to? That was a good one,
Yeah, like
too.
Right in his – I think he ran up to him and right in his face and did the peace sign. It's just such a good celebration. Looking back and giving the peace sign, so, so good. So, yeah, this might be number one.
Okay. That's a good one. Let's see. I'm going to go with my meat number two here. Oh, man, this one's tough. I'm going to go with the Lorenzo Cain lean back. When Lorenzo Cain got into one and just leaned back on it and you knew it was a home run, one of my favorite celebrations.
It's such a good look.
Yeah, yeah. And you knew it was out when he did the lean back. I miss Lorenzo Cain.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy we have a number six again?
No.
What's the new outfielder just came up today?
Oh, yeah. Well, we just sent down Nate. Nate, what's his name?
Nate Eaton, we sent down.
Yeah, I thought he was doing good.
But we brought up Drew Waters.
Oh, tight.
That's who it was.
Well, I saw a tweet today that the Royals are having their worst offensive 10-game stretch maybe in history of the franchise.
Yeah, we're young.
Things are moving.
Yeah, we're young.
All right, side number – or me number two for me – I'll go Royals here. I'm going Jerod Dyson. That's what speed do. I mean, that's Jerod Dyson celebration. And in the wild card game, when he was stealing all those bases, it was just absurd that he was doing that. And then obviously Billy Butler busting it out when Billy Butler stole third or stole second. I think it was against the Angels in that playoff run of 2014. But yeah, I mean, just it was such an iconic celebration and it swept the city and it was just like – everyone was doing it and people still do it. And that's what Speed Do was like, that was just like Jerod's name for a while. And that celebration went along with it. So that's my meet number two.
Okay. All right. My side number one, I'm going to go with the Neil Smith baseball swing sack.
The home run.
Yeah. The so home good. Run swing, which almost started off as a golf swing is where he got the idea.
Really?
I guess I was reading about it. He got it from Jay Leno, who told a good joke and then did a golf swing.
What?
And he thought it was a baseball swing, so he imitated it. So, but the Neil Smith home run swing.
So
was an
good.
Incredible celebration after the sack.
Without a doubt.
And I think I was reading about it, too. The first time he did it, he had 3.5 sacks that game.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like,
immediately
took off.
Oh, man. We need to – someone needs to write a history on that.
There was
– Oh, yeah, I see it.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right, side number one for me. I'll go. All right, I'm gonna. It's only been done once. No. I'll go a more common one. I'll go defensive side of the ball. The Jared Allen rodeo tie.
Oh, dang it, that's good.
So Jared Allen, I think he was only with us for 4 years, but I mean, he went to the Pro Bowl like three out of those four years that he was with us, and he would act like, you know, in the rodeo when you lasso them and then you get the calf and you flip the calf on its back and then you hog tie the calf up. Mm-hmm. That was his move. And then hands up in the air for time. Such a good sack celebration considering like the cowboy image that he gave off. Didn't he go to Wyoming too? Or he's from Wyoming?
He's from up there.
And then like, that's what you're doing to the quarterback. You're like, you're hog tying the quarterback. It is a perfect celebration, for an edge defender. So, Jared Allen, I mean, Hall of Famer.
Okay.
And a Hall of Fame celebration.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good celebration. All right. My side number two to wrap things up is the Salvi Splash.
That's a good one.
After Royals didn't think about home it. Win games, whoever gets interviewed, here comes Salvi and gives him the Gatorade bath.
Yep.
And I mean, it hasn't gotten old for me.
No, that's a fantastic one. I forgot about that
splash.
One.
It's one of my favorite celebrations.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, side number two. Yeah, it's only been done once, I think, but it's so great. The Andy Reid dab. When Andy Reid, like, it's like the classic. No, he, like, points in the opposite direction. He, like, points. He does the dab wrong, and like it's just that. It's just classic. Old guy trying to relate and trying to do, because I think like Dontari Poe did the dab after scoring one of his hungry Hungry Pig touchdowns. And so I think he comes in, and the gif exists for eternity, but it's Andy Reid coming into the locker room and doing the dab wrong. And it's just so, so amazing. It's one of my most sent gifts of all time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my set number two.
Andy Reid dab. All right. Lots more left off the list.
I have probably 20.
I've got the Hosmer put the team on his back.
Ah, dude, Hosmer backpack.
That was awesome.
Against the Angels.
I got the Yordano leg kick.
You know, oh man, that's a good one. I forgot about
Yordano
that one.
Yordano leg kick was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man, Andre Rison.
I forgot about that one too.
Spider-Man, legit.
Amazing.
Let's see. Priest Holmes going into the end zone.
Yeah, opening up, going into the end zone.
Beautiful.
God, love those highlights.
And
I had,
yeah, that was it.
I had like, you know, Travis for a while did the Zeus arrow, Eric Berry also did like an arrow of some sort. That was pretty tight. Marcus Peters punting the ball into the stands.
That was cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
Tyreek with when he got on behind the camera. So these are more like one-off celebrations. The Mahomes dust off when he runs in for all his rushing celebrations. And then, so the Mizzou Tigers and in 07 and 08, Chase Daniels celebration with like Chase Kaufman and Martin Rucker and all those guys, they would just shake hands, like very business-like, and they would, after a
like
big
the Denver
touchdown,
Broncos would?
They would just go and shake hands.
The Denver like Broncos. The Denver Broncos would.
They did that?
That's what Terrell Davis would do with.
No, they just mile high salute.
And I thought they would shake hands too.
I don't think so. I don't want anything to do with that.
I know.
But yeah, Chase would shake hands with those guys after touchdown passes, and I love that. For some reason, I remember Greg Hill. I think he invented raising the roof.
I was Googling it, trying to confirm if Greg Hill invented raising the roof.
I've said that before.
I've told a lot of people.
Okay.
That. I've told
good.
A lot of people that.
We did.
But like, I can't validate that because we obviously heard it from the same person. So.
Yeah. I thought I remember seeing it. Travis Kelce, I mean, all his dance moves.
Just dancing.
Like, he's always got the...
What about the Travis good, Kelce to the referee?
Yeah, not much of a celebration, motion. But... yeah, what else do I have? I think we did, like, a sack race one time. Like, Tyreek and all the receivers did a sack race.
Pretty coordinated, yeah. I had the handwritten letter from Bill Snyder. Celebration. Pretty good.
What's that?
He just writes a handwritten note to the other team after he beats them, saying congratulations. Here's
it's like
great
Jim
job.
Nance giving a
handwritten
a tie.
Letter every time he beats you.
Yeah, that was all my running out of fireworks. Celebration
that's good,
from the Arrowhead staff. Mm-hmm. They totally run out of fireworks. Definitely, it's definitely not just
a gimmick
to try to go viral. That's all I got.
Okay, all right, that's a good list. Those are good lists.
I thought so too. I wonder if we missed any. I feel like there's going to be one like really obvious one that we missed.
I'm going to be excited to
but
hear
it would have been
though.
Spider-Man. Like I completely forgot about Spider-Man and I completely forgot about the Salvi Splash, but you picked it up.
I know. I don't. Can't think of any other sack ones really.
I know. I was trying to think of like Tamba and Justin Houston, but.
I mean, Tamba used to kind of do the airplane, didn't he? After sacks?
I can't remember.
I think so.
I remember Justin Houston, when Eric Berry had cancer, like he had number 29 on his shirt and would do that for Eric Berry, but not much of a celebration.
Okay. All right, so that'll do it for us this week. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow us on social media @StateYourLine, and we'll see you around Kansas City.